Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go to El Paso now, where some students are back for their first day of school for the new year at a very tender time. Many knew people who were at the Walmart massacre a week ago. Many knew someone who died there, including the youngest victim, 15-year-old Javier Rodriguez, a student at Horizon High School. At a memorial at that school last week, the school superintendent, Juan Martinez, went off script.
Javier did not deserve this. We are people of light. We are people of hope, and we hope truly and sincerely and with all my heart that this will never, ever again repeat again anywhere in any school in this country. No, not our children. Stop taking them away from us.
School Superintendent Juan Martinez. Adrian Barrios is a social studies teacher at Ricardo Estrada Middle School in El Paso. His kids have been back in school for 2 weeks. He taught Javier in 7th and 8th grade, also spoke about him at that vigil. Adrian, that must have been so difficult. How are you doing?
Robin, I'm doing better. You're absolutely correct. It was probably one of the hardest things you'd have to do. I mean, as a teacher, you never think that, you know, you're going to have to speak at a memorial of one of your students and to kind of wrap our minds around the idea that he's not with us anymore. It was a difficult time.
Can you try to tell us, because all young people have light, but Javier seemed to have, you know, extra light.
The thing about Javier was, you know, and it's not very common, you know, I'm a father of a teenager also, but Javier was always smiling. I never saw Javier upset. I never saw Javier angry. He was just so full of life, and you could tell his passions because he wore it on his sleeve. He always had a soccer ball with him, and he was just a fantastic young man.
Yeah. So there's going to be a shadow in the high school where he would have been. But you've been back to school with your kids, and they're younger, a little younger, for a week now. How did you address this?
Well, the whole first couple of weeks back were, you know, the students were happy. The students, you know, were eager. And then that weekend hit, and you could tell the tone had changed. You know, when the students came back, they were scared. They were angry, and they felt all the emotions that it was okay for them to feel. And some of them wanted to talk. Some of them just wanted to go to the counselors. Some of them were crying because, you know, Horizon is a small community. And a lot of my students were either good friends with Javier or even, you know, related to him. And so we all felt it. And you could tell it was somber when we came back from that weekend.
Well, it's not just that this horrible attack happened. It's someone who drove, we now have confirmed, over 10 hours to target and kill Mexicans. They must know that. What do you say to them? How do you get their minds back on the schoolwork? Or I'm wondering if the opposite is true. You know, we had the bombing in the Boston area where we are, and there were some kids who just desperately wanted to immerse themselves in other things to forget about. You know, some kids can't, some kids want to forget.
It was a combination of both, Robin. I'd say that a lot of the students that came in the classroom seemed to want to talk about it. They didn't understand motives. They didn't understand why. And they definitely didn't understand that a young man like Javier was taken for really no reason at all.
Yeah. Well, you are a social studies teacher. And
right.
Is this in your curriculum, white supremacy, hatred?
Not in my curriculum. I mean, they don't really start talking about instances in history where there is genocide, such as World War II or things like that until they get into the high school.
Well, and by then they will have lived it.
right.
Yeah. And as you said, your kids have been back for a week, Adrian. Has
Yes.
it changed at all, or is this going to take? I mean, how much time do you think this will take?
I don't think there's a set answer to how much time it's going to take. I think everybody's different, and I'm very proud of our community. Our community's healing very well, and it just gives me a source of inner strength seeing all the community come together and, you know, specifically remembering Javier to stand united that, you know, this is not indicative of our community. It's, you know, we're strong, we're going to overcome. Mm. But it really puts things in perspective.
Adrian Barrios, a teacher at Ricardo Estrada Middle School in El Paso, remembering his former student, Javier Rodriguez. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.